Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. God bless you. This is Bishop Barron. I want to thank you so, so much for releasing the miracle dollars or more. Listen, friend, by now you should have already received the powerful success workbook that I sent you. I need you to follow the instructions. I need you to begin to work on the book. It's imperative. It's key that you begin to start your assignments and follow my instructions that I've given you in my book. This is the beginning stage. This is the beginning steps of a transformational change in your finances. This is the beginning of new breakthroughs that you will begin to cause to manifest in your life. Your persistence, your diligence, is key. Do you not know that many people fail in their life because they don't move into diligence? They're not focused. A lack of focus will open up the door to poverty. By now, you should have already again received your ebook. Perhaps you already received your email, your prophecy from the company of prophets. If you haven't as of yet, keep an eye on your inbox. It's on its way. Now prepare yourself, prepare your heart for the word of the Lord from myself and my wife, Prophetess Michelle.
Once again, I want to thank you, Sister Lisa, for releasing the miracle seed. Know that the Lord says you're going to win and you're going to prosper. For the Lord says, I put my word in your heart, and God says unto thee that I shall cause thee to prosper, and I shall cause thee to be favored by many, saith the Spirit of the Lord. And you're going to begin to find, and you're going to begin to see that the Spirit of the Lord shall move upon thee, woman of God, in an unusual way. For the Lord says that this is your hour, this is your season, and this is your time. And you're going to begin to see, woman of God, that on a business level, that you're going to advance and you're going to take a brand new direction. So the Lord just said, begin to get the systems in place to juggle all the responsibilities. For the Lord said, I'm going to inspire thee and I'm going to motivate thee, and you're going to begin to get your career on track, saith the Lord of hosts, even your personal and even your home life. For the Spirit was saying to thee that prepare, because there's a shifting and there is a moving in this hour, and you're going to begin to see things settling down even in the family environment. For the Lord says you're going to build a closer connection with family members, because God says you're going to have the ability to be able to bridge the gap even in this hour and even in this year. Now the Spirit of the Lord says unto thee, woman of God, that prepare thy heart and prepare thy soul, because God says unto thee that you're going to begin to see that some kind of partnership or meeting with an attorney might even show up, and you're going to have favor, even when it comes to negotiating. For the Spirit says unto thee that in this partnership, you're going to be able to have the ability to keep the peace amongst those at odds with each other. For the Lord says unto thee that prepare thyself, because you're in a season where the Lord says that he's going to give you the energy, he's going to give you the endurance, he's going to give you the determination. And you're going to find that in this hour, you're going to have the power and the ability to handle thine enemies, to handle those that are thy rivals. You're going to have the ability, woman of God, to be able to speak forth the word. And yet, this is a great time for sales and speaking, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. For the Lord says, watch contracts, watch documents, legal matters as well. And now, I do feel, woman of God, that health-wise, the Spirit says unto thee, he says, be leery in your footings, be leery in your words. The enemy wants to try to bring accidents or even like a sudden kind of a thing or a mishap. Or so guard your footings. Watch how you handle sharp instruments. Make sure that there's no crowded areas around thee. Watch thy footings in the places that you're going. See if the Spirit of the Lord even watch certain areas or neighbors that you may even go into. I also heard him say, keep an eye on thy blood pressure and avoid any kind of strain or overworking, because that is not of me. Woman of God, I want to thank you. This is a season of great progress. This is a season where you're going to be able to put your goals on the table, and they're going to begin to manifest for thee. And you're going to find that you're going to that close relationships are going to require a bit of give and take in this season in order for them to be successful. The Lord says, get out and be about, because I desire to bless thee. And you're going to begin to find that pleasant things are going to be coming your way. For the Lord says, I give thee great power in this season, and you're going to see change, and maybe even travel. You might even move to a new location. So the Lord says unto thee, this is your season, and this is your hour, for I'm bringing change that is going to bless you. Change regarding maybe even taxes or insurances or maybe even legal matters. Be not restless, but rest in me, and know that all things are working for your good. Change maybe even concerning your place of work. Be at peace, because God says, I desire to bless thee in this season, and I will bring you into a major breakthrough. Now listen to what my wife has to say to thee, woman of God. Thank you once again.
God bless you, Sister Lisa. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, many changes and many opportunities. For Father God says this is the season of new activity and new action. Father God says don't look back and don't consult the past. For Father God says he's bringing you into a whole new arena of favor. I hear Father God saying this is the season to look beyond what's being presented and ask more questions. For I heard Father God say, write the book, for you have a story to be told. Father God says this is the season of either your spirituality going to the next level. Father God says new spiritual priorities in this season. I also hear Father God saying your education is not over. For Father God says, ask and it shall be given, knock and the door has been opened. I do hear Father God saying, greater shall be your latter years than your former years. I hear Father God saying, this is the season to press in and to press on. Father God says also, prepare your passport for travel. For I see overseas calling. I don't know what this is pertaining to, yet Father God says it shall be favorable. Father God says new revelation. I hear Father God saying, keep a pen and pad in your bag, your handbag, as well as on your nightstand. For Father God says this is the season where you're going to begin to move into transformation. For Father God says he's even visiting your perception in this season. I do hear Father God saying new communicational skills on the home front. Father God says be angry and sin not. Father God says he's dealing with some things in the family. I even see some things pertaining to children. Father God says this is the season your voice is going to be heard. Speak and be heard on the home front. I also hear Father God saying new creativity and new self-expression, let it flow through your writing. Again, Father God is saying write the book. For Father God says this is the season to stop explaining yourself and asking permission and to begin to move in what God has ordained for your life. Father God says this is the season where you're going to begin to pay attention. For Father God says prophetess come forth, prophetess Lisa Moore come forth, for there's a prophetic word in thee. Father God says victory is your portion and new focus is your portion. And that is the word of the Lord. And Sister Lisa, I just hear Father God also said, don't forget to write the children's books. As you're writing the books, I hear Father God say, write the children's books. For Father God said, this is the season where you're going to be speaking and you're going to be heard even concerning the children. I hear Father God saying the month of August is going to be a blessing for you. And I even hear Father God said, from second week of August, even into the first week of September, there's going to be such a blessing in the home. I don't know if you've been considering remodeling or redecorating or painting or something of that nature. I just hear Father God say, beautify your home, woman of God. For in due season, you will be making that move. So Father God says, go ahead, fix up where you're living to move on. Father God says, add some colors to the home, even add some plants. Father God says, fix it up as if you were staying. Yet Father God says, you'll be moving on. Because you're such a blessing. And I hear Father God said this is the season where he's ushering in some new things concerning creativity and even relationship and partnership. There's going to be a new spark and a new blessing concerning relationship. Father God said take time for prayer, meditation, and visualization. For Father God says meditate upon my word day and night. Even study to show yourself approved in this season. But Father God says those things you've been praying for, are being delivered, Father God, says you're in a season of reward and harvest, and that is the word of the Lord.